was lying to work. So I never even knew you could. I never even knew there was recreational radio, except for a little dabbling in CB when I was like 12 or 13, back in the Smokey and the Bandit era. But really, I played with that for a couple of months or maybe even a year, and then I just all went away, and I never gave a second thought. And then I got into commercial two-way radio back in the late 70s, very late 70s, and was probably about 10 years before I realized that there was recreational radio, as I say.
Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of curious which came first for you as far as what led to what. You know, the hobby lead to a career or vice versa. That's kind of curious. Well, anyway, here, tell me something else about yourself. How long have you been a ham for? Trying to think about this July, I should be eligible for QCWA myself. I got a license in 2001. My father was kind of big. Well, my father was a steepier. Did some of the, TV radio watch around the neighborhood, too, as well. So I kind of had some interest in it from a long time ago when I was a young boy in my single digits. But co-practice oscillator for me, wanted me to start practicing, but it was kind of like, right when I got up for summer vacation, and I'm like, oh, heck no, I'm going to go outside and play ball and ride my bike with my friends, not try to play code, but I kind of regret doing that. Kind of wish I did kind of say, you know what, maybe I will stick around and we'll try learning some code and get our tickets. Because my father never got his ticket, but he was kind of interested in ham radio. Had a neighborhood friend whose father was a ham, and he had some of the old Eastgate gear. He used to go over and listen. Never made any contact, though, but that kind of piqued my interest. But I sure kind of regret not going for studying for my license at that time. Probably had quite a few more years of fun, but better late than never.